Well, little lady, let me elucidate here.
Everybody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
Tell me, everybody's picking up on that feline beat, because everything else is obsolete. A square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born.
I love this. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Mad Scatman Crothers. Everybody wants to be a cat. These are songs from the Aristocats. And I'm excited. I've not heard this song before. This is perfect. Okay, this is going to be the official song for our friends from A Hope, one of the people that do so much in our community to help manage the cat situation and a lot of other things. So, good morning, Brandy Winkleman is here. She's our executive director, and she's got some guests with her. Who are our guests this morning?
I do. This morning I have Buck and Boone.
Oh my God, y'all. They're so cute.
They're little 4-week-old kittens.
Ugh. Teeny tiny.
Yes. Well, and I see them as like huge at this point because they've already gone through their teeny tiny phase. And now they take their bottle like champs and they're, I mean, they feel so heavy and big to me. I love when people talk about how tiny they are.
I don't think so. I'm in palm of my hand. I mean, just little, but just as cute as can be. Will you have their pictures somewhere that we can see if someone's listening?
Do. Absolutely. We always have our kittens listed at ahopeforsrc.com /rescue cat.
There you go.
I always forget if it's a forward or a backward slash.
Okay.
You know?
Well, AHOPE stands for Animal Health Outreach Prevention Education. So for many, many years, that's been the focus was the outreach and education. But now you have a whole new clinic,
I believe,
that has a very cute name, Snip Happens.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that. And I guess we're in kitten season since
we're
kittens.
Oh my gosh, we are absolutely.
What does that mean, and how can we help?
Kitten season is a year-round typically in Florida, but mostly in the warmer months because that's whenever cats like to go out and procreate and, that ends up with kittens found everywhere. And a lot of times we have this misconception that every kitten found needs to be saved by humans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always true. It's great to take them in whenever they're weaned from their mother and try to get them socialized and fixed and adopted out. Sure, we want to remove them from the streets. But, you know, it's wrong just to pick up kittens and try to place them in shelters or in already limited foster space in rescues and such. So, yeah, it's kitten season. And so we've got an extremely long wait list and not enough foster homes to just take everything in. And it's just a lot. It's overwhelming. It's
okay. Well, it is Frisky Friday here on Pep Talk. And the reason we do this every week, we bring in our different shelters and groups around Northwest Florida that are doing their best to help out during these critical times. And with it being kitten season, what are some things that folks could do to help out?
With kitten season, I mean, I would look around at places who are asking for donations.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them, you know, aren't even money related. It's in-kind donations. So, providing food and litter and bottles and
towels.
Formula. Yes. Mm-hmm. And towels and puppy pads.
Mm-hmm.
Things you might not necessarily think about, like small kitchen scales. Frothers to mix formulas and such with gas drops, baby gas drops.
Mm-hmm.
We use those. Now,
are you all on Amazon for the wish list?
We are. We're on Amazon and Chewy for wish list.
Okay. I always say that's if you're in your car, if you're in your car and you maybe don't have time to stop right now, but you can go and just get on your phone and you can go right there, look up AHOPE. You'll see their wish list. You can purchase some items. It may not be the glamorous stuff. I mean, this is the stuff they really need.
Yeah.
So but pick some things that they may need.
And even if it's on the wish list and you don't want to get it from Amazon or Chewy, you can go to Walmart and shop. Wherever you want to go, it's just showing things that we need and we use so everybody can see them. And it's on our website on the donate
page.
Click on it now.
They'll have it by tomorrow.
Yep.
Which is really, really helpful.
Very, very true. Very helpful because we're going through kitten food like crazy right now. Kitten food, you know, things for bottle babies because that's what we specialize in is neonate kittens.
Gosh.
And
okay.
So they're on bottles.
And just to be clear, y'all don't have a facility where you're boarding animals.
Correct.
So these
Correct.
Are all people that have volunteered their time to foster.
Absolutely.
So then you make sure they get the things they need to be fosters.
Yes.
And if someone wanted to be a foster. I thought what you told me was interesting. I'm technically allergic to cats, but tell me what you said. I thought that was interesting.
Well, we have foster parents who are allergic to cats too, and so they've realized there's like a certain age limit that they can foster up to. So, you know, a lot of people don't find out that they're allergic until, you know, the cat gets older and they think, you know, they're just now allergic to cats in general, but it's typically because that's whenever they start really growing in their adult coats, mm-hmm. you know, blowing them through. And so it's about 3 months old, 4 months old, whenever yeah. our fosters are like, wait, you know, I can't do this anymore. I'm allergic to them. Of course, lots of people take medication, allergy mm-hmm, meds and sure. such to keep ahead of it. But yeah, I mean, it's a certain age point for them, they've noticed. So okay. if you're allergic, you can still foster neonate kittens.
Okay. Well, see, I thought that was fascinating. It's yes. really interesting. So I had a question this morning. And if you've got a question, that's what this whole show is about. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. And we're talking with A. Hope, Santa Rosa County. So all you got to do is text in your question this morning, 850-437-1620. So the other thing with this being kitten season is SNP happens. Yes. You spent this past year raising the funding to open a clinic, yes. which is extraordinary. So I still am amazed that in the short time I've been here, you've accomplished that. So congratulations
to you. Thank you. How's it feels like going? A long time, you know, because we've been yeah. around for 8 years now. And yeah. then all of a sudden, you know, there was Hurricane Michael, Hurricane Sally, COVID mm-hmm. hit all mm-hmm. during those 8 years. And yeah, so the clinic is open. It's been open for almost a year in July.
Tell us about that and what are some of the services, where you're located, all the info for folks.
Yeah, so we're located in Milton at 6951 Pine Blossom Road. It's up in the kind of North Milton area. And we provide services at low cost. So we do have some wellness that we offer, which is like, you know, basic vaccines, dewormers, just looking them over, you know, if you're worried about them. Dogs and cats mm-hmm. and nail trims, things like that, the basic things. And then, of course, spay neuter. And, you know, we have multiple surgery days coming up all the time. We rotate in relief vets. And so all the time vets can say, okay, next week I'm going to pick up Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And so that means that we could have a bunch of openings on that day. So we always have openings for cats. Fewer openings for dogs, but we do have openings for dogs at okay. times. We're trying to work our way up to increasing capacity for large dogs. Mm-hmm. But right now, you know, primarily small dogs, whatever the vets can do, it's up to them.
Do you primarily foster kittens and cats or dogs?
We primarily foster kittens because there are dog rescues out there. We right. started doing the kittens because they were ending up in animal shelters and they don't belong in animal shelters yeah. and they need round-the-clock care. And mm-hmm. so that's why we started taking in the neediest of kittens, the small, the neonates, the ones that need our extra care and attention from our foster homes.
Okay, very good. So if someone wanted to donate or find out more information, where would they go?
They can go to our website to find all the links for donating, fostering, adopting, anything like that. And the website is AHOPE, the number 4, SRC is in SantaRosaCounty.com.
Okay, so go there and you can find out more about how you could foster or how you could donate and some of the things you could do. And also that wish list, because right now they are busy, 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 and they yes. need kitten food.
Yes, absolutely. As much as possible, please.
Okay, Brandy Winkleman is here. She's executive director with AHOPE. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. So we will be back with Brandy and Buck. And who's the other little one?
Boone, Buck and Boone.
Buck and Boone. Okay, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes to tell you more about how you can help. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. Welcome back to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Brandy Winkleman is here. She's the executive Hello. Director with AHOPE. And AHOPE is great for research, fundraising, but what they've really accomplished in this past year is they have the SNP Happens Clinic, which has been extraordinary up in Milton. So really, really kudos for yes. that. But our priority today is kitten season and how we can help. So talk
Absolutely.
A bit about what folks can do.
And right now we're actually working on a case to help out a local family that came across us. They have about 55 cats in
Wait,
their home.
What? How many?
Yeah, 55.
Wow.
And
55 cats?
A lot of people, yeah, look down upon that, you know. But the thing is, you really have to think about people that are in those situations, they obviously love animals.
Right.
And without resources or without people stepping in to help and, you know, that one or two no's that they got in the beginning could really cause people to shut down and shut in. Mm-hmm. And they love their animals. They're not going to just give them up, or they think that they're helping them by keeping them fed and inside. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they don't think about the basic care that they need and how it can get out of hand so fast.
Oh, I would imagine.
I mean, fleas alone.
Oh,
fleas
absolutely.
In Florida and the cats getting those. People think that, you know, they only get fleas if they go outside. Well, that's mm-hmm. absolutely not true. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it gets out of hand. And we're an organization that thinks about the bigger picture, which is if we call animal control and they go in and they remove all the cats are homeless, the people are suffering a loss, and the shelter gets overwhelmed even more, and those cats go into a shelter system where it's already overwhelmed, and it possibly creates issues for cats who are already there that are in need of homes. And so helping those cats get healthy and stay in the home that already loves them, and helping those homeowners and caretakers really just strengthen up their ability to help care and provide mm-hmm. that basic care is really the goal. Mm-hmm. Because then it's a win-win all the way around. You know, the humans are cared for, the animals are cared for, the taxpayers aren't paying for these cats to come in to the shelter. Animals aren't dying, so these animals have space. You know, it's a win-win. And we utilize volunteers to help us get them to the clinic and get them all trapped and brought in. And then we have a full paid staff and veterinarians that come in, and we've dedicated a couple of days just to these cats mm-hmm. To come in and get the services that they need so they can spend time on site, not worrying about issues, you know, cross-contamination from respiratory issues and such with other cats on site. And so we're making it nice and protected space for them, and the focus is on them. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to come in and get all their basic care that they need all at one time in one day. And then the next day they're all going to get fixed and vaccinated. And then the following day they'll get to go home.
And they get their ears tipped as well.
Yep. They do get their ears tipped. The only way that we don't do that, you know, if we're going to place them in homes and such, you know, we might go that route. But most of the time we provide them, you know, their vaccinations, ear tip, getting fixed and such. Because it's a lot of adult cats.
Right,
you know,
right, of course.
All adult cats. Mm-hmm. We've already taken in the kittens from that case. They're already in our foster home, but they're, you know, they didn't have a great start. And so mm-hmm. they've got some twisted legs that are permanent because from inbreeding and the health of the mother. But we're gonna place them into adoptive homes whenever they're old enough, whenever they're weaned. And fixed, of course. But right now we're raising money for this. And we encourage people to, you know, look at this as a way to help, you know, your neighbors, your mm-hmm. friends, your community members that might not, you know, you might not know who they are. You're not going to know who they are because we're not going to share that information.
Right.
But just know that there's got to be a point where we stop and say yes.
Of course.
You know? And so that's what we're doing now.
Okay, so that's a big deal. So
it
how
is.
Can people help? Where can they go to donate?
Yep, so if you look up, we're calling it Project Post Haste, and there is a link on Facebook right now, which you can contribute to. We also have a link on our, I think it's on our website. It might not be on our website. It might be just in our on our Facebook page. We have a direct link that we can share if anybody wants to email us and needs a direct link to donate. But we're trying to get funding in for this case because it can cost around mm-hmm. $5,000 or more
for
55
sure.
cats.
Yeah.
And then taking in dry cat food and cat mm-hmm. litter for
okay.
this. So any dry cat food and cat litter that can be donated could be dropped off at our clinic at 6951 Pine Blossom Road in Milton, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. And, you know, anything that they can think of that can help these kitties, but mostly just food, litter, and monetary donations is what we're looking for
okay.
right now.
And we're talking with Brandy Winkleman with A-Hope. They have the SNP Happens Clinic. And as you hear, we have a kind of a crisis situation with the 55 cats. So we need your help. Also just got a listener just texted in, Vicky. She's a regular listener here.
Oh, hi, Vicky.
She says, we have 25 ferals. Of that, 5 are kittens born on Easter Sunday. And I looked and there are 4 more born a week ago. We have fixed 12 and have the 2 mamas to fix and then the kitties. We'll fix the boys after that as I will have to figure out how to trap them. It's so much money and work, but I love them. So her question is, how can I get connected to foster homes for the new ones or forever homes? I guess what should she do now that it's kind of, they keep multiplying, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. Yeah. You know, cats have a gestation period 63 days long. So if you think about
that
it, they can get.
That just scares me.
Yeah, it can happen,
wow.
you know, so quick. They can go right back into heat after giving birth, and they can be pregnant with their next litter before their current litter is 8 weeks old. And so I encourage anyone in the community who has cats, you know, that are procreating out there. For one, obviously, go ahead and set up your appointments to get spayed or neutered at local clinics. There's our clinic. There is local transport services. There's other spots that open up at low cost. And finding a way to kind of split the sexes of the cats, mm-hmm. if you can, bringing mm-hmm. them inside, you know, splitting the sexes until you can get into those appointments. and getting ahead of the situation. And for those that are already born or, you know, old enough to be adopted out, look online. There's lots of ways that you can post your own kittens up for adoption. Of course, I hope everybody and I encourage everybody to get them fixed and vaccinated before that happens. Mm-hmm. But also we have our home-to-home website, and that's through our website still. But go to our website and look for home-to-home, or it's like rehoming as well. And you can post the animals there directly, and they can be adopted straight from your home into a new home, and you coordinate that directly.
Okay, so my thought is you probably should give your clinic a call and talk
Absolutely.
To somebody that could maybe help out, sort this out a little bit for.
Absolutely.
What's that number?
The phone number to SNP Happens is 850-795-2287. And they can call and make appointments to get them seen. And we do have discounts. People might see the prices on our website right now. Those are, we list the highest prices that we have. And then if you call, we do provide military discounts, low income discounts. Mm-hmm. We have express services, things like that. So there are different prices if you call our clinic directly to make your appointment. I hate that we can't help everybody in the community
I know,
at once.
It's a lot.
I mean, we're a very small team. People, I mean, it may seem like we're a huge team and do huge things, but we're doing huge things with a very small team.
Yes, you are.
So people have to realize.
As is typical of most nonprofits.
Absolutely.
Especially the animal
Absolutely.
Rescues and
we want to help. We all have bleeding hearts and
yes.
want to help everybody at once, but we don't want to become hoarders. So
know,
we can't
I
do
know.
That.
Clearly, if they have the gestation period that they have, they can multiply very quickly.
Easily. Very
quickly.
Yes.
This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. If you've got a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk with Meg. Brandy Winkleman is here. She's the executive director with AHOPE and SNP Happens Clinic. Got two special guests, Buck and Boone, two stinking
yes.
cute little teeny tiny little kittens. They're so cute, y'all.
Adorable gray tabbies.
Oh,
sure.
My gosh. Okay. So tell everyone how we can help the fostering, the donations, because this is the time that they need our help the most.
Absolutely. You know, we are a nonprofit animal welfare and advocacy organization. And so donations are what we survive by. Your support is what we survive by. So please go to our website at AHOPE, the number 4, SRC, that's Santa Rosa County, so SRC.com, and you can see the links to donate. You can link up to our Facebook page and watch the upcoming news that we have posted that's current all the time. Our clinic is SNP Happens. It's located at 6951 Pine Blossom Road in Milton. It's easy to miss because it's up Pine Blossom, and, you know, it looks like it's all woods. And then whenever you go to turn in, it's like a long dirt road, and some people get confused. But we are on the property. It's 25 acres, and so we're back a little bit down a, 800-foot mm-hmm. driveway. So please stop by and visit us. We're open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can obviously call 850-795-2287. And if you feel like you're not getting through on the phone line, or you feel like you're not understanding the website or how to sign up, feel free to stop by. We do have a lobby. We have receptionist, you know, our staff is there to guide and assist you. And that's what we do. That's what we're here for, is to help people in the community help themselves.
Brandy, thanks you so much for you and the team there and all the veterinarians that volunteer their time as well. And so I know many of them get paid too, but it's a group effort. They're in the heart of kitten season. So if you can help, what's that website again?
AHOPE 4, it's the number 4, SRC.com.
And your phone number?
850-795-2287.
Okay, thank you so much. I hope
thank
Buck
you.
And Boone find a home soon.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This has been Pep Talk on Frisky Friday.